Oh, we shouldn't judge religions. They say they're Christians. I can care less if someone says they're a Christian. Amen. If their words are not matching up to what the Word of God says, they're going to get testified against.
Amen. Right.
John chapter 7 and verse number 6 says, Then Jesus said unto them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. So what did Jesus Christ testify of? The evil works of this world. And what was the result of that? People hating him. Okay. This is in stark contrast to the Jesus that many churches portray today. That he's just meek and humble, which he was. That he was very kind and loving, which he was. But they completely negate the fact that he was judgmental. Jesus Christ was judgmental. Okay, he judged a whole lot. And in fact, the Bible says here that he testified of the works of the world that they were evil. That's why people hated him. Okay, and look, you say, but that's Jesus. But you know, we're supposed to walk in the footsteps that Jesus walked.
Amen.
So that means we're supposed to testify of the evil of this world as well.
That's right.
And you know what the result of that will be? The people will hate us.
Yep.
Christians and non-Christians.
Right.
Saved people and non-saved people.
Amen.
They will all hate us. Why? Because we're testifying of the works that they are evil. What are we saying? We're bearing witness.
Amen.
Of the evil works of the unsaved people of this culture. We're bearing witness of the evil works even of our own brethren.
Right.
Okay? And that, the result of that is they'll hate us. But you know, we're just following the template that Jesus Christ left us.
Right.
He testified of the works that they were evil. That goes to show me that Jesus Christ was being very judgmental.
Amen.
That goes to show me that Jesus Christ, though he was meek and humble, he judged the world.
Amen.
He testified. He's like, man, that's evil.
Amen.
That's wicked. That's evil. And that's wicked.
Right.
He preached very hard on these things.
Amen.
Okay. John chapter 5. And look, we should preach hard against it as well.
Right.
You know? We should talk about the sins of this world. We should talk about divorce and how wicked it is. We should talk about fornication and how wicked it is. We should talk about false doctrine and how wicked it is and expose religions for who they really are.
Right.
Oh, we shouldn't judge religions. They say they're Christians. I can care less if someone says they're a Christian.
Amen.
If their words are not matching up to what the Word of God says, they're going to get testified against.
Amen. Right.
That's how it works. You know, Jesus Christ for 3 years testified against the religion of Judaism. He ground it to powder, the Bible says. Okay? He testified against it. He called them sons of devil. He called the Jews the sons of devils. He testified hard against them. Why? Because that's what he was sent to do.
Yep. Right.
And look, he's not revealing anything new.
That's right.
He was basically, he's saying, look, you're doing out in the open. I'm just going to testify that that's what you're doing.
Right. Yeah.
You see, a lot of the times, even in modern days, there's an elephant in the room and everyone knows about it. And then people get mad at us because we just hate, hey, there's an elephant in the room. Why are you being judgmental? It's like, I'm just saying what everyone already knows. I just got the guts to say it. You see what I'm saying? So we're not being judgmental. We're simply pointing the finger to the elephant in the room. Hey, did you see the elephant in the room? Hey, guys, there's an elephant in the room. Baptist churches are teaching false doctrine. Did you guys know that? You know, Baptist preachers are condoning divorce. Did you know that? You know, they're not soul winning correctly. Did you know that?
Amen.
Everyone knows it.
Yeah.
We're just lifting up our voice like a trumpet, crying out loud, sparing not.
Amen.
And showing our people, God's people, their transgression.
Amen. Amen.